This is the interview room from NPR's Intern Edition. I'm Andrew Fishman.
Many here believe Kyrgyzstan's president, Kermanbek Bakiyev, ordered the killings outside his office. Bakiyev, who's fled the capital and lost control to a new interim government, claims supporters of the opposition were armed and charging at the government's headquarters.
That was NPR's David Green reporting from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, as a former foreign correspondent for the network. Green was based in Moscow for 2 years, an assignment he took after covering the White House for NPR. He started his journalism career as the senior editor of the Harvard Crimson and went on to spend 7 years at the Baltimore Sun. In 2011, his piece, Voices from Tripoli, won the Daniel Shore Prize for public radio journalists under 35 years old. Green recently returned to Washington, D.C. to take yet another new post, host and correspondent for NPR's morning programming. David Green joins me in the studio. Thanks for being here.
No problem, Andrew. Good to be here.
As we mentioned, when you joined NPR, you were on the White House beat. Not a bad place to start.
It was not a bad place to start, and it was starting with Don Gagne, who was the other White House correspondent, who taught me everything there is to know about radio. Everything I know came from Don, so he's just a class act, and I owe him, you know, just my life and career.
So after the White House, you spent 2 years as NPR foreign correspondent based in Moscow. Your final contribution was a series of pieces from a 6,000-mile trip you took on the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and award-winning photographer David Gilkey came along, too.
I want to bring you into the dining car of our Trans-Siberian train. That's the dance music that blares from a radio on the bar. There are comfortable booths. It's a nice atmosphere. It seemed a perfect spot to sit down and write some of my stories from the trip. But I was told no laptops in the dining car. And before you ask why, let me stop you. When traveling in Russia, you never ask why. This country thrives on chaos, uncertainty, inexplicable rules. Russians have learned to live that way. It's actually why I think many Russians find the U.S. pretty boring when they visit.
Tell us about your motivations for that trip, and did it go as expected?
Nothing goes as expected in Russia. I'll answer that first. No, there are always surprises. It really is a chaotic culture. So I had always wanted to take this trip, and there's no better way to see Russia than to take the famous Trans-Siberian Railway. Little did we know it would be during the beginning of the anti-government protests. Part of me felt, my goodness, I'm going to be away from Moscow where all the action is. But we decided, you know, me, David Gilkey, the editors, that actually this was a great